Okay, please be seated. And thank you, Edmund. And again, thank you to Pastor Romy and David for giving me this opportunity. It is such a privilege. So once again, good morning. And I hope that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts will be acceptable to you, Almighty Creator and loving God. I'm already crying, so sad. By the way, in this gospel that Young read for us this morning, Jesus addresses the disciples and he says, "Oh, ye of little faith, oh, you who have so little faith." But I got some hope out of that because he didn't say you of no faith, he said you of little faith. So that means it's a work in progress, it's growing. Just had to throw that in. So in our Bible reading from Mark this morning, we heard how the storm whipped up and instilled fear and doubt in the disciples. Now, this wasn't the first rodeo with Jesus. These disciples had seen a lot of miracles performed before they found themselves out in that big storm and big trouble. They said, "Help us, Lord. Don't you care we're about to drown?" Even though they knew Jesus and his powers, they were overcome with fear. And how very human is that? Remember Peter, when Christ invited him to walk on the water, and he did, until he got afraid and he forgot who Jesus is and what he promises. I think that a misread of the Bible would include believing that Jesus will solve all our problems. I think we all know life comes with problems. And Christ himself said, "We will have trouble, but don't despair." Some problems won't resolve or change, but we can be present to each other and feel the presence of Jesus Christ through our storms. I was talking with a friend who has a chronic disease and suffers with pain almost every day, all day long. I was asking if she had a spiritual life, and her response, like from many people who suffer, was that she wants to know, "Where is God when I suffer? Where is this loving God when I have fear and pain?" You know, I was a social worker for 40 years, and fear and pain were common emotions in response to the storms in our life. I was sharing with Pastor Romy how I am so happy to retire from social work and to change course and to walk away from social work with its emphasis and need for change and rehabilitation in others so that I can put my energy into helping others deepen their faith in a loving God. Pastor Romy shared, ironically, that ministry is the work of being present with others in their pain, in their storm, just like Jesus was present. And so the storm was calmed. "Be still," he said. And for us who have some little bit of faith, the work entails trusting and believing in our loving God. Some of you know I was at a family wedding 2 weeks ago, and the ceremony was in a Catholic church. The priest gave a beautiful homily and said something that got everyone interested. He said, "Marriage is not based on love, and it's not based on partnership." He said that a good relationship can only work if there is trust. I think if the disciples really trusted Christ in that little boat, they would have simply woken him up to save the day. But their fear made them upset and doubtful about Jesus, about Jesus' commitment to them. "Don't you care that we're about to drown?" they said. Whenever I've read this passage in the past, I thought the disciples were a little whiny. But I sure get that way when I have fear and doubt. You give me enough time, I can set up a beautiful self-pity party and negate all that I have been given. I look at the stars in the sky and I beg God to hear my prayers. Don't you love me? Why don't you give me what I want? But sometimes we just have to humble and accept that God is in control, even though the plans we have in our head seem quite superior to what's going on. I try to leave that pity party quickly and turn my thoughts to gratitude and confidence that I'm loved and that God will ultimately take away all my pain, just maybe not on my time frame. I want to share with my poor friend who suffers daily with pain that although her diagnosis may not change, if she tries to believe and trust in God, she may feel the presence and support of our loving God. She asked me, "Where was God when my parents suffered in the Holocaust?" And I want to tell her, He was there. He wept with them. He was devastated by man's inhumanity to man right along with us, just as many of us are devastated today with the news. I think this story about the disciples in the boat has been left for us as an example to learn to say, "Help me, God. In the midst of the storm, help me, God. In the midst of a trial, help me, God. In the midst of an attack, help me, God. Help me hang on and believe in your ultimate justice. Help me get over my fears and my pain. Help me learn to listen in silence to your will for my life." If I'm riding along in a boat with my Savior and it's all good, help me remember when the storm whips up and I'm scared to death. Help me trust your commitment to love me and let me conquer my fear and pray with confidence to you for help and for strength. I'd like to add, help us as we help others, as we all stumble along trying to follow your word. Well, I was reading the toddler's Bible again, my greatest liturgical resource, and their sum up of the story of Jesus calming the storm ends by asking, if even a mighty storm listens and obeys Jesus, shouldn't we listen as well? The winds were stopped and the waves were calm. The storm was silenced because Jesus said, "Be still." I think we should listen to Jesus and follow his direction, even when we're scared and full of doubt. Listen to the Spirit within to know which way to go and when. If even the wind and the waves listen and obey, shouldn't we? And together, the church said, Amen. Our next hymn is number 370.